to another edition of Ride in the Storm Out with Pastors Dan Fisher and Paul Blair. Well, I'm Paul Blair, but that ain't Dan Fisher. This is a much better looking, more intelligent fill-in for Dan Fisher because Pastor Dan is in Pennsylvania. He is doing his Black Robe Regiment tour up there and actually leading a little tour to Gettysburg. As a matter of fact, David, I heard a tragedy. There was actually, I think Dan had an accident outside of Memphis as he was heading to Pennsylvania. So I think we've got some film on it right here. I hope that Dan's okay. I hope he makes it back to us.
I hope so.
Anyway, we better carry on and get this episode in the can, so to speak. It certainly will wind up in the can, no doubt. Well, I know your background has been in education. You actually, when you first came to our church, you were working at the university. Tell me a little bit, and obviously our audience, a little bit about what's on your mind.
I'm concerned about critical race theory and how it's being force-fed down students'. Minds. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's encouraging, though, is that the parents are getting more involved with what's going on in the education of their kids. They're starting to show up to school board meetings and voicing their opinions very strongly. And this is encouraging because a lot of people don't really know, or I hope people know, but a lot of people don't know the true meaning of critical race theory. Sure. And how it's a Marxist idea. Mm-hmm. And concept and philosophy.
Trojan horse for Marxism, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. So that is kind of disheartening because students, you know, they're developing their identity. Mm-hmm. They're developing their minds. And if you have a teacher or a faculty member that has an agenda, mm-hmm. That they want to impress, let's just call it indoctrination, that can be disastrous for education. You know, no longer are we teaching them to be critical thinkers and lifelong lovers of learning. Mm-hmm. We're teaching them an agenda. We're teaching them to the test. And as a faculty member, I didn't like that. I always liked teaching a discovery type of learning so the students can figure things out on their own. Using their own devices, using their own expertise, using just kind of experiencing and just do some trial and error and just kind of learn and figure out that, you know, there is more than one way to figure out and come to a conclusion.
And I always thought that we went to school to be taught. I thought, let me think. I think there was a time where God entrusted the responsibility of educating the children to the parents. As a matter of fact, I'm quite certain that I've read that in the Bible. And they were to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, all to the glory of God. I'm sure I can find that in the Bible as well. And at one time, going all the way back to Massachusetts, parents pooled together in communities and hired a school teacher that was accountable to the parents. And they used the school teacher to teach what the parents wanted taught, reading, writing, arithmetic, all in a biblical worldview. And over time, as communities grew, they actually elected school boards because all the parents couldn't get together in the same room. And then these school boards wound up hiring an administrator called a superintendent. But ideally, it was the local public schools. For example, here, it was the Edmond Public Schools, not the federal government schools. And the school board was elected by the parents and was accountable to the parents. And ultimately, it was the parents that had oversight of the curriculum. So you're telling me that right now in America, if a parent goes to a school board meeting, they don't have the right to express their dislike or to complain about the quality of education or what's being taught their children. David, tell me that that's not the case. Are they really being called domestic terrorists?
They are. Yeah. So before we go on to that, back up. When I used to teach years ago, I would always pray before a performance. Not one single student complained. But guess who the first person to complain was? Not a student enrolled in my class, but a faculty member who disagreed with my sure. biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. Stay out of my business. Mm-hmm. Stay out of my classroom.
Right, exactly.
And if the students are fine with me praying, then it's totally fine.
Right. Well, see, they don't care. The group that I would just say, like the Satan's minions,
yep.
don't care what the popular opinion. They don't care what the will of the parents are. They want to impose their will, and they've been able to do that largely through the court system over the last well, say 50 to 70 years. And they have taken their agenda. I know here in Edmond, you know, one time in Edmond, we had a cross on our seal. And I think it was 1992, roughly around 1992, we had a small group. Actually, the ACLU had recruited four or five citizens. Actually, I guess they were citizens of Edmond. So out of about 40,000 people at the time, they found about five people that were offended about having a cross on the seal. Even though Christianity is deeply rooted in Edmond and it's deeply rooted in our history, they were offended by that cross and they went to court. And it wasn't the will of the people. As a matter of fact, I can remember being at meetings back in the early 90s where the people were outraged about this whole idea. But these evil Marxist atheists were able to impose their will on the city of Edmond by using the court system. And quite frankly, they've done that same thing in our educational system here, too. You got one guy that's not even in your classroom. He's not a student. Has no business in your classroom. Hey, Mr. Professor, go teach your own kids and let the parents decide whether they want their children in your classroom or not. But stay out of David Hannon's classroom. That's not what happened. Were you forced to change your behavior in your classroom? No. Supposed to, you just did it anyway.
I just did it anyway.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, sadly
see, that's so what you have to do.
That's,
you have to hold your ground.
You have
don't
to
give
in. Yeah,
it's don't not, give in. They want you to give in. They want to frustrate you. You know, they, I'll say it, the enemy, they will hound you. The devil is alive and well. And he will go after you, and these people will go after you, and they will try to make your life misery. Stand your ground.
They're going to try to bully you. They're going to try to intimidate you. And quite frankly, as you just said, they're going to try to wear you down.
Yeah.
They're going to wear on you and wear on you and wear on you until you finally just give up and give in. That cannot happen.
Exactly.
There's an old adage, this is a hill to die on. You can't give it up.
And that's what the parents are doing at these school board meetings. They are not giving up.
And that's what they should be doing. Again, it's not the civil government authority to a responsibility to train your children however they want to train them. It's the parents that are responsible.
Exactly.
The children belong to the parents. God gave children to parents. And quite frankly, I'll tell you, you know, we're very outspoken about this now, ladies and gentlemen, with our Liberty Pastors Network. We're telling Christian parents to get your kids out of public education. At the current condition right now, we're in October 2021, the public education is lost as of right now. That ground has been taken. So I want to see Christians on school boards. I want to see us active in school boards. I want to see Christians as educators. We want to be trying to share the light of truth with those students that are trapped in public education right now. But as far as today, every church ought to have a homeschool in it or facilitate homeschool or have private Christian education, provide a way for parents to actually obey God's command and raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But you know, one of the things that's most alarming to me about this whole thing, and I literally just was both furious and wanted to faint at the same time, but the current Marxist administration and Obama, actually it's O'Biden.
O'Biden.
It's the third term of Obama.
Yeah.
But you know, Biden is again trying to militarize government entities against Christians and against parents.
He lied. He said he wasn't going to do this.
Yeah. And then he didn't until he did. But now we've seen that the Department of Justice, with all that's going on, murders are up 30% in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
As we have been defunding the police, what a great idea that is, considering we know how perfect humanity is. Yep. Who needs police anyway? Well, we're seeing who needs police. Murders are up 30% across the country. And the response by the Department of Justice is to go after parents.
It's not to go after the illegal immigrants crossing our country and being led in our country with the choice of a COVID shot or whatnot. But it's the people showing up to the school boards. It's the soccer moms. It's the dads who are more invested in their children's education that are now the terrorists.
Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to take the FBI to investigate, intimidate, and bully these parents because they are showing up at school board meetings. We're about to wrap up this episode, but I'm going to speak straight out to all of you that are listening. And if you are in law enforcement or if you are in some realm of civil government, listen very closely and understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying it and in the vein that I'm saying it. God established this realm called civil government. And according to the Bible, the purpose of the civil governing authority, God's design, God's desire for it, is to punish evildoers and to protect the good, that we may live peaceably in all godliness. Now, just as God created the family or established the family and had a design for how the family should function, unfortunately, not every family functions as God would will for it to. There are many families that are broken because of people being self-willed and refusing to do it God's way. So there's only if every one of us would just recognize that God is smarter than we are, surrender to the Lord Jesus for salvation, and serve Him, oh, how much better our life and planet would be. Oh, yeah. But God established family. Not every family functions in accordance to God's will. God established this realm called civil government. Sadly, not every civil government, we know this in world history, we know it today, functions in obedience or what God's will or direction or preference would be. But the civil governing authority is supposed to be a minister, what it says in Romans 13, of God to thee for good. Now, understand, don't misquote me. Listen very closely. The only thing that is different between a government in the United States and a government that, for example, was in charge in Germany in 1943 is the laws that they establish. And the only thing that's different between the police in Germany in 1943 and the police in Australia in 2021, or what will be the police in America in 2022, are the laws they are willing to enforce. So if you are a sheriff, or you are a police chief, or you are the mayor, or you are the governor, or any other area, understand that God is God and you're not. And one of these days, you will give an account to Him. And you, as a law enforcement officer, swear to serve and protect. According to the Bible, you are to punish the evil and to protect the good. So every one of you, man, you've got to be preparing yourselves right now. It's just like, you know, as I taught my children, hey, I don't want you to make a decision to do right or wrong in a heated situation in a movie theater in the backseat of a car or something like that. You need to know ahead of time what right and wrong is. You need to already know the decision that you're going to make, so you just react the right way. But you and law enforcement need to be thinking, need to be praying right now. When you see what's going on in Australia, people arrested and beaten for not wearing masks. We've seen it in America. Yep. I've seen moms sitting in outside in stadiums watching their sons play football being hauled out of the stadium, yep, because they're not wearing a mask outside. Are you kidding me?
We have lost our minds.
We've lost our minds.
Yep.
And you members of the FBI, you members of the Sheriff's Department, you members of the police, if it ever comes to the point where they tell you, you've got to arrest that mom and dad, she is a potential homeland terrorist because she objects to her children being force-fed LGBTQ plus brainwashing or critical race theory indoctrination, you one day will give an account to the Lord for what you do in that situation. And that's a tough decision that you're going to have to make. But I recommend you better make it now. There is a proper role of government. According to our Declaration of Independence, the whole purpose of the civil government was not to grant us unalienable rights, but to secure our unalienable rights, our God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That word pursuit of happiness literally means everything that God has given to us to enjoy in accordance to His will. Owning a home, running a business, going to work, raising your family. Those are unalienable God-given rights. And if one day you're given an order to violate that, well, then it's going to be up to you. We saw in the Nuremberg trials, post-World War II, following orders was not an excuse. those men that carried out their orders in concentration camps were just as guilty as those that gave the orders. We are living in some interesting and exciting, stress-filled times, David.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, at times of crisis are when the greatest times of history have been birthed. So we are dealing with an attack on our country and culture right now. But out of this, we can see the
God
fight.
Has called us for such a time as this.
That's exactly right. What a great way to end. God has called. He's put us here right now, right where we're at, not by accident, for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Thank you all. David, thank you. I've enjoyed doing these episodes.
Yeah.
I'm actually sorry that Dan's going to be coming back. But anyway, we'll check in with Dan next time if he's not back already. But thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. And we are truly riding the storm out together. But Jesus is still Lord. And in the end, I know that we are on the winning team. Until next time, God bless you.
Bye-bye.